This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The proposed Front Range Passenger Rail Service, known as the Colorado Connector, or COCO, now has an estimated price tag. Axios Denver reports the intercity train between Fort Collins and Pueblo could cost $4.7 billion to build and more than $200 million per year to operate. A proposed sales tax increase for communities within 5 miles of a station would fund the project if voters approve it in November. COCO will begin operating 3 times daily between Denver and Fort Collins in 2029. Denver Congresswoman Diana DeGette's bill that would continue research into Down syndrome passed the House via voice vote on Monday. She says the research will help extend and improve the lives of those with the condition.
What we learn from this research will not only help us better understand Down syndrome, but also heart disease, Alzheimer's, cancer, and many co-occurring conditions.
DeGette notes that one of the largest Down syndrome research facilities is in Denver at the Anschutz Medical Campus. The bill now heads to the Senate. The Boulder Reservoir is closed to swimmers and pets due to algae. The city discovered potentially harmful blooms in the water over the weekend, and test results Monday showed the algae was still there. Watercraft are still allowed in the reservoir, but users are advised to avoid contact with the water where it appears the algae blooms are present. A city spokesperson says staff will monitor algae tests and reevaluate the closure each morning. In the forecast, showers and storms will develop over the mountains by afternoon and could be heavy in some spots. Showers might reach the Front Range by late afternoon. This is CPR News.